From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Aid workers in the Syrian city of Aleppo say Syrian and Russian planes Monday stepped up their bombing campaign on rebel-held parts of the city. They say nearly 100 people have been killed. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the Syrian government and its Russian allies, in his words, seem intent on taking Aleppo and destroying it in the process. The onslaught on Aleppo triggered a flurry of accusations Sunday at an emergency session of the UN Security Council. A Kremlin spokesman denounced U.S. and British accusations of complicity in the destruction of Aleppo. A peace agreement between Colombia's government and the national guerrilla movement known as the FARC has been signed. Numerous heads of state and foreign ministers, including U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry, attended the signing ceremony in Cartagena. Before the signing, Kerry said an agreement is something the U.S. government cares a good deal about.
We care about the stability. We care about ending the violence. We care about building the capacity of Colombia itself to continue to contribute to the stability of the hemisphere.
Colombians will render a final verdict on the agreement in a nationwide referendum October 2nd. The stage is set for a televised debate between U.S. presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. The event will be held at Hofstra University outside of New York City about an hour from now. Some television industry officials are predicting a record 100 million people will watch Monday's debate. Two more debates are scheduled in October. The two candidates are locked in a tight national contest with political surveys showing Hillary Clinton with a slight edge. This is VOA News.